See, the Lord wants to, I'm doing a part two. The Lord wants to introduce some things to people that he can trust. People that have earned his trust. Thoroughbreds. People that are in it forever. People that want to represent Jesus all of their days. These are the kind of people God want to introduce some things through. People that are half-hearted, he can't use them. See, I could give people ideas, but if they're hard-headed and half-hearted, God can't use them. And what will happen is they'll use information and make a bigger mess. Because when you minister to people, you produce what you are. And see, if you live in your strength, ministers that live in their strength, and they teach people to live in their strength. But people who do things under the strength and order of God, they produce people of order. People that are covenant appropriate will beget people that are covenant appropriate. Just like the couples, the thoroughbred couples, both of them have full intent to serve Jesus, and they don't let their feelings get hurt and quit when things get rough. They stick together. They don't give up on their marriage. They don't give up on each other. They don't give up on their church. They don't forget the pastor who blessed them. They live a life of honor. But don't you understand that God will give them greater wisdom than a half-hearted couple that they're in and out. They don't know what they want. They fight. They're in strife. They backbite. God can't bless that. He blesses order. I know that when people come out of the world, they have trouble sometimes. I understand. I get that. But I'm talking about people who learn the word and do it. And when they make mistakes, they humble themselves and go into in prayer and say, Lord, help me not do that. Help me understand what am I missing? That's the kind of thoroughbred I'm talking about. People that want to know God and they mean it. These are the kind of people that God will pour his anointing oil on. These are the kind of people that he wants to represent him. This is why the good ideas that God gives, he's going to give it to people that want to know him. People that will do something with knowledge. People that will activate the anointing that he gives. People that will take off them running shoes when it's time to stand to rise up in Christ and do what you're called to do. If God called you to teach, teach. And don't run from it. If he called you to be an evangelist, then go out and evangelize according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, not in your own strength. See, people that do things in their own strength beget people to do things in their own strength. And you have a bigger mess. And people get religious with it. They get indoctrinated. When you get indoctrinated, you quit thinking, like Charles Capp said. That's how you know people are indoctrinated. They don't think, and they don't reason, and they protect what they believe, which is wrong or half wrong. But people who are Christ-like, remember, love believes all things of God. Love believes all things. It don't have to be according to my understanding. The love of God is detectable. But see, I've seen so many Christians, they miss out because if somebody preach, teach, or operate outside of what they're used to, then in their mind and in their wheelhouse, my pastor didn't do it that way, so that's not of God. And then they criticize it. And you can't teach them nothing else, and you can't talk to them, and they only listen to their pastor. I'm not talking about folks like that. People that want to know God for real, they go in the prayer room and pray. When the preacher say something, they receive it. When the preacher's right, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So when that pastor or anybody say something that's really of God, the truth of God is detectable. And they detect it because love believes all things. And love sees when you have the love of God in you. I know the difference. When I learned to love people, I started being able to detect the enemy also. And I started when things I couldn't explain, I sense things that are from God as things that are of God. And when the enemy spoke, I said, that's a foreign object. I didn't know all the details about it, but that's a foreign object. That's not the Holy Spirit. I knew. Nobody had to tell me. It didn't fit. And even some of the doctrines I picked up along the way that I used to believe and argue, I stopped arguing them because I started seeing them for what they were. Because love believes all things. Now, people that share God's love, they have that ability. And I've watched this so many ways. People that have the love of God, they may not be perfect, but they stay out of trouble. And they don't easily walk into trouble. The enemy try to send trouble, but they see it. They notice things better. Better. Perfectly sometimes, but better. Sometimes people are indoctrinated a little bit. And they look at the things of life. They know it's life, but it didn't come through the channel that they wanted it to come through. But they do have enough sense not to downplay it. They give it a chance. But if it don't come through the right channel, then they don't say nothing much. I've seen Christian people do that. They do that a lot. But then there are those, when the Lord speaks, they readily and quickly receive it. And they don't have to come through the channel that they're used to. And what I mean by channel is the preachers that they like and approved of. Some people won't listen to an unknown preacher. They'll turn them. If he's speaking, they're looking for something wrong. Or they're looking to see if he lines up with what they trust already. And they scrutinize him. I know. I've seen it happen. And I've been going to church all my life. I've seen so many ways people do this. But sometimes they'll give you a chance, but they still critique you in their mind. But when you have something from the Holy Spirit, a revelation, anybody that wants that revelation, they got to see you. If God give you a revelation that others don't, you know, you may be the only person with that revelation for miles away. So if they want that revelation, they got to see you. When the Lord taught me about following God, I gave people a sample. But there were details of following God that God restricted me from sharing unless people actually follow him. Because God, he taught me this, sincerity begets sincerity while leaven begets leaven. And he don't want any more leaven. There's enough leaven. But the people that he's going to give his greater knowledge to, they are people who walk in his kind of love. That's why I did this part two. He wants people that have that share his heart. They're stable. They're like thoroughbreds. They stick with the plan of God. They grab a hold to the plow, and they don't look back. Because he that look back is not worthy of the office that they hold. They go forward, not backwards. You know, the British Army, they didn't have a sound for retreat. So these don't retreat. They go forward. They got authority. They got covenant authority, and they use it. Now, in part one, I was talking about how an illustration. God gave me a play called Free Freedom. And in this play, the man wanted to know how to kill temptation. He didn't want it in his life. He was tempted with three women, and he wanted to live. And the way God gave me that play, he showed how the word helped that man conquer it. Now you gotta you got to have enough hunger in you to go back. It's on it's on the audio 7th page, and also audio 6th page, and also on the Living Letters page. It's a book I wrote called The Cost of Freedom. And at the end of the book, there's a play. The only way to get to it is scroll to the end of the book. It's a play called Free Freedom, and read the whole play. And you'll see what I'm talking about. There are so many things God want to introduce. There are so many ideas, easy ideas that he want to introduce. But he want to do it through people of sincerity. He'll show you how, you know, I thought about having a ministry team. I was thinking about that today. And I know people that are good. They're good. They're skilled. The band I was in, they used to, they could do some acting. They were good entertainers. And I thought of different people. They have the ability to do it. Then we got to deal with the will to do it, and then the maturity. So, if God don't build a house, they labor in vain. I just kind of threw some, you know. Presented God with some ideas that he gave me long ago. I said, Lord, I never even used these ideas. I never even did that play because I didn't find anybody that was interested. And I really didn't try to push doing it because it would take a team of actors and a willing pastor and all of it. I want to do it, but there's a lot of things I want to do and haven't done. But the Holy Spirit didn't prompt me to do it either. And I don't just jump out there and do things because I want to do things God's way. Sometimes if you do something out of season, it won't work right. But when God prompts you to do it, it's going to work. He never prompted me to do some of the ideas that he gave. But I know his return is imminent. People need to know the knowledge of these things. But if I was around the right people that are motivated, sure, I would love to do these things. But guess what? There are ideas God will give you. See, he'll help you be covenant appropriate. And that's my prayer and my confession, because I pray it more than I confess it. I said, Lord, help me be covenant appropriate. And then I start saying, I will be covenant appropriate. And I listen for the Holy Spirit to prompt me. Jesus did things at the Father's will. He didn't do his own thing. And so that's what the church got to get. They got to get away from that Catholic tradition and start doing things God's way. Now, I'm way out of time. It's 10 o'clock at night, so I got to stop. But remember, God loves us. He's with us. He's not out of time. He'll give you all the ideas you can handle. And I thank God for it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.